praise the Lord.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. It's time for RTWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife, Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. This is Brother Eddie Bolton from Jacksboro, Tennessee. Brother Yearwood had to go down. It was the death of a friend, and he had to go down to the funeral home tonight, him and Sister Betty and Tim with them. And let's remember, Brother Garcia's mother passed away. That goes down to Barnell, I believe it's Barnell Church of God down there. And let's remember them tonight, and that God will bless them and be with them and help them in this time of sorrow. And I'd like to say that it's good to be with you tonight. It's good to have each listener that's on the broadcast with us tonight. And before I go any further, I want to know if there's anybody out there, would you tell me, that has called in to the broadcast? Praise the Lord. I'd like to say that it's good to have each one on here tonight that is on here with us, and we just continue on, and evidently nobody has called in, or they may have called in and it's not shown up, and we don't have any music as of right now. It'll be another about 48 minutes or something before that we can get to any music, to play any music, but we'll proceed on forth in this broadcast. And I'd like to say that it's good to be with you, and we want you to be listening to this, and want you to give an ear, and if the Spirit of the Lord begins to speak to your heart, to begin to call on His name, we want you to do that. And we're preaching tonight, and we're ministering on letting down your nets and for a drought. And this is taken out of the 5th chapter of the book of Luke. And I want to read just a few verses of scriptures down through here. And it says in verse 1 in Luke chapter 5, "And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret." And brother, there was something about Jesus when he began to teach and he began to speak. Brother, people began to come out and people began to listen, and they began to give heed to what he had to say. They just something about this man, the way that he talked, that, brother, it drawed people to him, and there was something about, just something in what he said. It wasn't so much the way that he talked, but it was what was behind the words that he spoke. And I believe in one place the Bible said that he spoke with authority, and in another place it said that even the devils had would listen to him, and they would obey him. And brother, people was drawn to this. And the Bible said, I'm reminded in one of the minor prophets, that the day would come that there'd be a famine, not a famine of bread, but for the hearing of the word of God. And brother, Jesus, he spoke the word of God, and he said, as my Father speaks, I speak. And brother, he would speak, and the crowds would come out, and they would grow, and they would multiply, and they had to come out. They was drawn to that. And not only that, but Jesus, he healed the sick. Brother, he raised the dead, and he gave sight to the blind, and he gave hearing to the deaf. And brother, he went on out, and he continued continue to do the work of the Lord. Down here in verse 2, it said, and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and talked to people out of the ships. He said, now when he had left speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught. And Simon answered, said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Brother, he had toiled all night. They had out there fishing. They made their living fishing. Brother, if they didn't catch anything, they didn't make any payday. And brother, but here Jesus come along. Brother, and he told them to let their net down. Brother, into the deep. Brother, they let it down. Brother, and Peter told him, said, "But Lord, we've been out here all night fishing, and he said we'd not caught anything. But he said, nevertheless, at your word, he said, we'll let it down. And he said, and when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their nets break." Brother, when God begins to speak to your heart, brother, he begins to talk to you and begins to deal with you about doing a particular thing. It may be to preach the gospel. It may be come to an altar and get saved. It might be to pray for your neighbor. It might be to pray for somebody in your family. Brother, as you begin to obey that, and if you begin to reach out and follow the Lord in that, brother, God, he'll bring forth the results of it. Brother, here they had fished all night. Brother, and they hadn't taken anything. They hadn't caught anything all night. But Peter said, nevertheless, at thy word, he said, he let down his nets. Brother, he brought in a great multitude of fishes. I'm reminded of the time when God created the earth. Brother, he said, let it be. And it was. Brother, when God speaks, there begins to things happen. And brother, the Bible said, he told, he said, let the dry land appear. Brother, in the continents come up, the dry land appeared. The earth was covered in water. The Bible said the Spirit of God moved on the face of the deep. And when he said, let the dry land appear, brother, the dry land come up out of that water. Brother, and their continents were formed. Brother, I'll tell you tonight, when God begins to speak and begins to tell you something he wants you to do, and you begin to do that, brother, I'll tell you, brother, there'll be some results from that. And God wants you to get results tonight. God wants to show you himself tonight. Brother, that he might prove to you his very existence. You see, in a lot of places, they preach about a lot of different gods. They teach about a lot of different gods. But the Word of God said there is no other God. I know not any. Brother, that was God that was speaking. Brother, when Elijah, God told him, after he had been in hiding for about 3.5 years, God told him to go show himself to King Ahab. And brother, when he went and showed himself to Ahab, brother, they made brother, he told him that he met his friend, one of his ministers, and he told him to tell Ahab to meet him down on Mount Carmel. Brother, and the man said, he'll kill me. And Elijah assured him that it would be all right. Brother, and he went. Brother, and they met up there on Carmel. Brother, the people was there. False prophets was there. And they built an altar. And they dug. Brother, and they had two bullets church, and Elijah told him, he said, the God that anchored my fire, let him be God. Brother, and the people was listening to this. It had been a long time since they had seen the miracles of God, but here was a man that was challenging them, brother, because he knew that God was getting ready to show himself to these people, to turn their hearts back to God. And brother, Elijah told them they was 450 of the prophets of Baal, and Elijah told them, he said, you go first. And they killed their bullet and they laid it on the altar. Brother, they began to call on the name of Baal. Brother, they had a Baal worship in Israel at that time, and God had told them, he said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And brother, they had brought Baal worship into Israel, and brother, they began to call on Baal. Brother, they called. Brother, they began to dance. They began to take lances, knives, if you would, and they began to cut themselves until, brother, the blood gushed out. Brother, and they cried out. And Elijah, brother, he began to make fun of them. He said, maybe he's asleep, and you've got to wake him up. Maybe he's gone on a journey. Let me tell you today, brother, the God that we serve tonight, the God, God, the living God tonight, he's not gone on a vacation. He's not gone on a journey, but brother, he's not asleep. The Bible said he that keepeth Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. And brother, I want you to know today, brother, that after a while, Elijah repaired. They jumped on that altar and they broke it down. And Elijah, he repaired that altar. And brother, when he repaired it, brother, he got down. He told them, he said, to dig a ditch around it. And brother, they dug a ditch. And he got the stones and laid in there. He said, now go get 4 barrels of water. And he said, do it again. And he said, do it again. There was 12 barrels of water poured upon that sacrifice and on that altar. And brother, I want you to know today, brother, that Elijah got down on his knee and he began to pray, and he said a short prayer, and he called out. He said, Lord, show these people that you have turned their heart back. And after he prayed, I believe there was about 60-something words that he cried out to God with. And the Bible said there was fire come down, and it took up the sacrifice and the altar. It licked up the water. Brother, it licked up the whole thing. Let me tell you today, the people begin to say, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is the God. And brother, today, that the same God today that we tell you about on these broadcasts week after week, brother, the God, he's real tonight. He will answer your prayers for you. Brother, but he wants you to come to him. Brother, he will answer your prayer. He'll move into the things that you have need of. Bless God tonight. I want you to know, brother, he wants to hear from you. He's waiting to hear from you tonight. Brother, if you believe that he is tonight, and that he'll hear you when you pray, and that you believe that he is, the Bible said he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And God wants you to seek him tonight. Brother, God, he's waiting for you tonight to seek after him. Well, here Peter was, brother, and he said, we've toiled all night. He said, and we've taken nothing. He said, but nevertheless, at thy word, I'll let the net back down. And they let the net back down into the deep, and they begin to draw it in. He said, and when they have this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break. Brother, they got so many fish in that net that it began to break. Oh, let me tell you today, the Bible says that God is able to do much more exceedingly above of that which you ask or even think. Brother, I want you to know tonight that God, brother, is waiting tonight to prove himself to you. He wants you to let your net down into the deep. Oh, let me tell you today, he wants to fill your net up, brother, and bless you and minister to you. And brother, as you do that, brother, he will move for you. He will bless you. And he'll cause you to know who that he is. Oh, I want you to know tonight. I can just see Brother Simon, his face, brother, the look of amazement on him whenever he brought that net in, and it was full of fish. It might have broken some places, but I still believe, brother, he brought in a great catch of fish. He said in verse 7, and they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them, and they came and filled both the ships so that they began to sink. Brother, they brought in a big net full of fish. Brother, so many that their boats were about to sink. Oh, let me tell you today, the Bible said, he said to give, and it shall be given unto him. A good measure pressed down, shaken together, heaped up, running over. Shall men give unto you, bosom, for with the same measure you meet, it'll be met unto you again. In other words, as you give, brother, it'll be shaken together. God will bless you more. There's a thing called the law of multiplication. And brother, when you begin to give to God, brother, God will begin to multiply that and bring it back to you. And there'll be a lot more come back to you than what you give. But I'm talking about tonight, about letting your nets down into the deep, brother, so that you might catch a drought. Brother, I don't care where at in the world that you're at. Brother, God is right there, and God knows what you're doing. God sees what you're going through with. Brother, he knows the heartache that you're going through with. Brother, he knows the burdens that you're carrying. Brother, he knows the sickness that you have in your body. And brother, I want you to know tonight, brother, he's a burden bearer. Brother, the Bible said in 1 Peter 5:7, it says, casting all your care upon him because he cares for you. Brother, God, he wants to take them burdens. He wants to carry them burdens for you. And brother, he will carry them if you'll give them to him. If you'll cast them to him. Has anybody called in as of this minute, please? If you have, answer me. Oh, let me tell you tonight, brother, there's people in need tonight. Brother, they need God to move for them in some things. Brother, God wants to save your soul. But brother, after that he saved your soul, he wants to meet your need. He said in Philippians 4:19, I believe it is, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And brother, I want you to know tonight that he'll take care of your need. It don't matter what country you're in. It don't matter what nationality you're of. It don't matter what country continent you're on. It don't matter if you're in North America or South America, or if you're in Europe or Africa, or if you're in Asia. Brother God, brother will still, he'll meet your need. He'll take care of you. Brother, he'll hold you up. Brother, he'll minister to you. He'll speak to your heart. He'll bring peace to you tonight. Brother, that you got a habit, brother, that you'd like to get rid of, that it's really on your heart, and you just can't seem to get rid of it, and it's on your heart to get rid of it. God will help you get rid of that habit tonight. Brother, I want you to know, he said, Jesus did, he said, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you, but he said, I'll be with you all the way, even to the end of the world. And brother, there's a lot of people today, they'll tell you that there's many ways to God, but brother, there's only one way to God tonight, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I am the door, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. Brother, he said, all that ever come before me were thieves and robbers. But let me tell you tonight, folks, brother, when you go through Jesus, brother, you're not a thief, nor are you a robber, but you're climbing up through the door. You're going in through the door through Jesus Christ, which is the door, brother, and you're on your way. Jesus said it like this. He said, straight is the gate, and narrow's the way, and few be there that find it. But he said, broad is the way, and broad is the gate, that leads to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. But I'm telling you tonight, brother, you don't have to be one to go into that broad way that leads to destruction, but you can go in that narrow way today, Jesus Christ, and let him take control of your life. And brother, if you let him take control of your life, it's like Paul said, it's no longer I that live, but it's Christ that lives in me. And brother, I want you to know tonight, brother, Jesus knows how to manifest himself in you, brother, and live his life in you. And if you'll let him, he will live his life in you, and you'll live for God, and God will bless you. You might say, brother, I've not got any peace. Brother, one of the fruit of the Spirit is peace. There's love. There's joy and there's peace tonight, brother, in the Holy Ghost. When you give your life to Christ and Christ comes into your heart, brother, there is peace that comes in with it, and you can lay down and go to sleep at night, and you don't gotta worry if you'll go to heaven or not, because heaven, when you're born again, heaven is your home. Your name has been written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, brother, and when you pass from this life into the next life, you'll go into eternity with Almighty God. And you'll be with him forever and forever. Brother, I want you to know this life is a getting ready place, a place of preparation, brother, to go into eternity. Brother, God tonight is waiting on you, brother, to come to him. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. He said, if any man will hear my voice and open up, he said, I'll come in and sup with him and him with me. Brother, tonight I want you to know that he's waiting tonight, brother, for you to open that door to bring unto you the love, the joy, and the peace when he comes in. He said, thou preparest the table able but for me in the presence of mine enemies. And brother, he will. And it don't matter what's going on around you. Brother, you can sit at the table of God. Brother, and you can feast. Brother, at his table. Brother, and you can have the peace of God. And like I said there a minute ago, you can lay down at night and not worry about what eternity holds, because you'll know you'll have that assurance in your heart that you're on your way to a place of eternal rest. I know these people today, they'll tell you that when you die, you'll just go to sleep and that'll be the end of it. But brother, that's not the end of it. That's just the beginning of it, because there's a place prepared. Jesus said it like this. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also, brother, and he'll take you into that place, and brother, you'll be with him through all eternity. Oh, I'm so glad tonight that he's prepared a way for his people tonight, that he's waiting for you to come. Like I said there a few minutes ago, Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man will hear and open up, he said, I'll come in and I'll sup with him and him with me. Brother, he'll bring that peace into your heart. Brother, it don't matter what the economy looks like. Brother, he'll give you the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Brother, he'll give you that assurance. Brother, that when you leave this life and go into the next life, you know, we all know that we're going to leave this life one of these days. We all know that we're going to die one of these days. The Bible says it's appointed once the man to die, and after this the judgment. And we all know that day's coming. We just don't know when. Listen, that's why it's so important, brother, for one to call on the Lord, brother, while he's calling, brother, because our days are numbered. And we have an appointment tonight for God to call us out of here. Brother, and when he calls our name, we'll leave out of here. Brother, and we won't. We'll leave our families behind. We'll leave our children behind. Brother, if we go on before them, we'll leave their neighbors behind. Oh, but let me tell you today, brother, if we're in Christ Jesus tonight, honey, he'll wait. He'll be right there waiting on us. Brother, on the other side, with our eyes closed in death, brother, and they open up in eternity, he'll be right there waiting on us to welcome us in to the paradise of God, unto heaven itself, brother, where the street is paved with pure gold, brother, where there is architecture like no man has ever seen before. The Bible said, I has not seen, neither have ears heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man, the things that God hath prepared for them that love him. Brother, it's indescribable how beautiful it is where the Lord's at, and where our people that has gone on before us in the Lord. It's indescribable, brother, to explain. There's no words that it can explain the beauty of that place. Brother, how beautiful it is. Oh, let me tell you, in that day, we'll see the angels of God, but we'll see our people that's gone on in the Lord. But more important than that, we'll see Jesus, and we'll be with Jesus through all eternity. Brother, and there's no ending to eternity. humanity. Oh, let me tell you tonight, let me plead with you tonight, if God is speaking to your heart, to turn your heart to Him and ask Him to come in and save your soul. Brother Peter had let his net down. Brother, and when he began to bring it out, brother, they had a great multitude of fishes, and their net began to break, and they beckoned unto their partners which were in other ship, and they that they should come and help them, and they came and filled both ships, so that they began to sink. Brother, when God begins to bless you, He said, "I'll pour you out a blessing that there won't be room enough to receive it." And that's what happened to Peter here, and they that was with him were out there. They got a blessing, they couldn't contain it. Brother, I'll tell you what, their boat was in danger of sinking because the load was so heavy. But let me tell you what, the Bible said that God wouldn't allow any more to come upon you than you were able to bear. I said that to say this, brother, when troubles come, we think sometimes that they get so big that we can't carry them. But He said He wouldn't allow any more. Brother, I know Peter here, this wasn't trouble unto him. This was a good thing unto him and the men that were with him out there fishing because of this great multitude of fishes. I'm telling you tonight, I believe that they were so glad that they gave heed to the word of Jesus, and they let down their nets into the deep. Brother, and I'll tell you what, brother, it's good today when you've got more than you need. And brother, on this day, I don't know how it was on the days before this particular day. I would guess that they would catch at days a good catch of fish. They may have been other days that they didn't catch any fish. But on this particular day, brother, they got probably the best catch of fish that they had got up until that time. Brother, I want you to know tonight, brother, God will give you the best days of your life. Brother, whenever that you're walking in Christ, I'm telling you today, brother, Jesus, He arose from the dead. Brother, and they, the disciples, they said, "I'm going to bus go fishing." And they went back fishing. Now, mind you, they had followed Jesus for about 3 to 3.5 years. And they had seen the miracles that Jesus had done. They had seen Him give sight to the blind. They had seen Him give hearing to the deaf. They had seen Him cause the person that had maimed limbs, twisted limbs. He had seen them straighten out, brother, and they had seen the cripple to get up and to walk. They had seen them with the palsy to get up and take their bed and go to their homes. Oh, they had seen this tonight. Brother, and whenever Jesus was crucified, brother, I'll tell you, the devil thought he had really done great things, but he defeated himself. Brother, and whenever that Jesus was crucified, they begin, no doubt, to think within themselves that this man we have followed, he had done went. He's not with us anymore. He has died. But they had forgot about Jesus telling them that they was going to crucify him. And on that third day, he was going to raise up victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And brother, I'll tell you, they went fishing. And brother, whenever they went, they was out there. And Jesus came up there. Brother, over here, let me turn over here, brother, to the book of John and begin to read a little bit. Brother, it said here, and he said, like Simon Peter, that's the third verse of the 21st chapter of John's gospel. He said, Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a fishing. They say unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. Oh, listen to me. Brother Walsh, Jesus has come to you and made himself known to you. Brother, you can't go back to the things that you used to do and be satisfied. You can't go back, brother, and take up the old lifestyle and it be the same as it used to be, because it's different. Brother, Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 5:17, he said, old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Jesus had walked up to Peter and James. He told them one day they were fishing, and he told them, he said, come and follow me, and I'll make you to become fishers of men. Brother, it would never be the same, brother, if they went back fishing. Brother, he said, but when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. They seen Jesus, but they didn't know it was him. Their eyes were closed as unto who he was. But brother, that was getting ready to change. He said in verse 5, then Jesus saith unto them, children, have ye any meat? They saith unto him, or they answered him, no. And he said unto them, cast a net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find. Oh, that's what they were waiting on. Brother, somebody to tell them where the fish was at. Oh, I'll tell you, when you begin to follow Jesus tonight, he'll tell you where the fish are at. Brother, he will give you what you need to go and become a fisher of men. He said, therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, it is the Lord. John's eyes were just opened because he seen what Jesus just did, and he knew it was the Lord. Now, when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girded his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciple came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon and bread. And Jesus saith unto them, bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153, for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus saith unto them, come and dine. Oh, listen to me today. They said, listen to what Jesus told them. He said, and none of the disciples there asked him, who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Brother, they begin to see that it was Jesus. Jesus had to believe for just a little while. They had something he had to go do. But brother, when he rose from the dead, you see the God that we serve tonight, the Lord Jesus Christ, brother, he's not dead anymore. Brother, he died one time, but brother, he stayed dead for just a little while, but he come up victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Brother, he rose from the dead. Brother, I'll tell you today, after he rose from the dead, he began to appear to the apostles, brother, and began to teach them the things concerning himself in the scriptures. Brother, and he taught them, and they learned. Brother, in one place he was headed toward a little town. They was two disciples headed toward Emmaus, and Jesus come come up and join themselves to him, and they begin to talk among themselves, talking about the things that had happened at Jerusalem. And Brother Jesus, he said, should not have Christ suffered in that. Oh, let me tell you today, Brother, they got to their where they was going, and Jesus acted as if he would go on further, but they talked to him and got him to go in, Brother, and they got in there, and they got some bread, and Jesus blessed it, and broke, and he disappeared out of their sight. Brother, their eyes were opened, that it was Jesus. And Brother, I want you to know, Brother, Jesus is alive today. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. Brother, I want you to know tonight, Brother, God will make you a fisher of men, and God will fill your net up when you let it down to take a draught. And God wants you to let it down, and God wants to fill your net up, and Brother, so that you can see him, and Brother, that you can learn him, that you can learn of him. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. If you're out there and you're listening to this and you've tried to call in and you couldn't call in, or maybe you might be listening, Brother, give it just about 10 and a half more minutes. Brother, and I believe you'll be able to get in on this broadcast. And Brother, we want you to be part of it tonight. And Brother, we want you to call in. The number's 310-742-1759. That's 310-742-1759. Oh, we have a little bit of trouble out of this console tonight. Brother, it's not lit up, and it don't show you numbers out there. But, Brother, in about just a few minutes, it ought to come on. Brother, said we can see your phone numbers, and Brother, we can call on you. Come on here and obey the Lord. But listen tonight. Brother, God is wanting to show you himself. Brother, the Bible is just like Moses. Brother, he was a proper child. And the Pharaoh had done went down and told him. He said, when a male child is born, he's told the midwife, he said, throw him into the river and drown him. But they feared God tonight. Brother, God's got a work for you to do. He'll keep you and he'll help you, Brother, so you can go out and you can answer that call, and you can get into this thing called the kingdom of God. Brother, he might be calling you into the ministry. He might be calling you to teach the word of God. Brother, but he's calling you to be a fisher of men. Oh, let me tell you tonight, I began there a while ago. That scripture said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden's light. Oh, let me sit and learn of me. Brother, he wants you to learn of him. He wants you to see him. Brother, he wants you to learn about him. And Brother, you begin to do that tonight, and this walk in the Lord, it'll get sweeter and sweeter. Brother, there'll be nothing as great as it is in your life. Brother, I'll tell you today, Brother, that your mother and your father, they might, Brother, turn on you, but Jesus will never turn on you. Oh, listen to me tonight. Brother, God, he wants you in the free pardon of sin. Brother, he wants to bless you. Oh, listen to me. He wants you to talk to him, Brother, and call on his name. about, brother. He said, whosoever would call on the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. And he wants to save you tonight. But let me tell you, Moses, brother, he was saved out of all of those children. He was even raised in Pharaoh's house, and Pharaoh didn't know who he was. But let me tell you something. When God has got a work for you to do, he'll make provisions for you that you can fulfill that work, that you can fulfill that call. I believe I'm talking to people out there tonight that God is already begun. He's already has begun already to deal with you and to minister to you. Brother, to come into this thing called the kingdom of God and to begin to take your cross up and to follow him. Listen, and to go out and to prepare for the work of the ministry, brother, and work in the ministry. Brother, I believe with all of my heart that some of the greatest ministers that ever lived is yet to be saved. Listen to me tonight. Brother, the Lord's coming back one of these days, and the people that will answer that call, brother, they'll hear that call. He said over here in the first Thessalonians, in the fourth verse, starting in the fourth chapter, starting in the 13th verse, he said, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brother, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even them also which sleep in Jesus, will God bring with him. You see, when the Lord comes back, brother, we're going to rise and meet him in the air. Brother, and the people that's gone on to be with him, that's in his presence to now, he's going to bring them back, and that's what he's saying here. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. And when you see that, by the word of the Lord, that means, brother, that God is saying this. He said that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven and with a shout and with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. He said, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Brother, we're not always, brother, going to be carrying the persecution around. And if you're living in a place where they're persecuting people for being Christians, brother, the time will come that God will take you out of that persecution. He'll call you unto himself, and there'll be no persecution. But, brother, you'll be into an eternity of peace with the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Brother, we may never have seen Jesus with our eyes, but I'll tell you today, we have believed on him by faith. Brother, of the Lord Jesus Christ, we may not have seen him face to face, but brother, we have seen him by faith. It's like Abraham said that he looked for a city whose builder and maker was God. Brother, he hadn't got to that city, but he was looking for that city. Brother, we ain't seen Jesus yet, but we're looking for Jesus. And when he comes back and we rise to meet him in the air, brother, we'll see him face to face. We'll see him as he is. When the Bible says right now we see through a glass darkly, but brother, the day will come when we'll see him face to face. face. We'll see him as he is. We'll see what he looks like. Brother, we'll see him in his great paradise. Brother, and we'll live with him. He'll be our God. He'll lead us out. He'll lead us in the green pasture. He'll feed us, brother. The Bible said in that place there is a river of life. It said, and on each side of that river there's 12 manners of trees that bring forth their fruit in their season. Brother, and it said the leaves are for the healing of the nations. Brother, there's a place right now that's waiting on them that believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother, that God has got prepared for them. Let me say, for us that were saved tonight, for them that have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, brother, there's a place prepared. As I said a while ago, as Paul wrote about it, I have not seen, neither have ears heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man, the things that God hath prepared for them that love him. But he said the street of that city, he said it was made out of gold, and it was so pure that it was transparent. It was like glass. Brother, the gold that we see here, it's a yellow substance, a yellow metal. But brother, the gold that God has got over there, brother, it is so pure. It is like glass. It's transparent, brother. Oh, let me tell you today, don't you want to go there? Don't you want to go to that place, brother, that God has got prepared? Brother, our light afflictions here is not to be compared with the things that God hath for us. Brother, our light afflictions, the persecutions that we go through with, brother, is not to be compared with the glory that we will receive when we're over there in that city that God has got prepared for us. I want you to get ready to call in. Brother, I'll tell you today, brother, you got about 35 seconds, brother, and call in. Brother, I want you to come on here. I want you to obey the Lord tonight, because God is in this place. It's like when Jacob lay down, he went to sleep, and he had that dream, that ladder that reached from earth to heaven, and the angel ascending and descending in that ladder. He woke up the next day and said, this is nothing other than the house of God. Brother, the presence of the Lord is here tonight. Oh, let me tell you tonight, brother, God wants to bless you tonight. Brother, I want you to call in tonight. And brother, if you'll call in, we'll put you right on here. The number's 310-742-1759. Praise the Lord. Is there anybody on the line, please? Anybody on the line tonight? We want you to come on and obey the Lord tonight. I'll tell you, brother, God is with his people tonight. Brother, he's with his people. It don't matter where you might be located. It don't matter where you live at. It don't matter the color of your skin. It don't matter, like I said a while ago, the continent you live in or the country that you live in. It don't matter if you live in a totalitarian nation. Brother, God is still God. And God will keep you and help you. And God will bless you. Oh, brother, tonight, won't you answer that call tonight? Oh, listen tonight, brother. Over here in the 15th chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians, let me turn over here. And brother, I want to read you this. And it says that where that Paul was writing, and he's talking about the Lord being seen of above 500 people at one time. He said in verse 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, starting in verse 51, he said, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. The Bible said that flesh and blood cannot enter the kingdom of God. It cannot inherit the kingdom of God. But our body's got to be changed from a corruptible body, brother, to an incorruptible body. And brother, whenever that the Lord comes back, brother, this brother will be changed, brother, to an incorruptible body. Brother, he said, for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immorality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Oh, let me tell you today, brother, death is just going to be, brother, salvation, brother, will take the sting of death away. Brother, when your eyes close in death, brother, you'll be into eternity, into the very presence of God. Brother, don't you want to come and go with him tonight? Don't you want to come? Don't you want to answer that call tonight, brother, and call on the name of the Lord, brother, that he might bless you, that he might take you into his very presence? Brother, he said the sting of death is, he said the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But he said, thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, let me tell you today, folks, brother, God, he's taken the sting of death away. He said this, he said, there's one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for one star different from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. Brother, whenever that we pass away here in the United States, brother, on about the third day after the death of an individual, they'll take that body out, and they will put that body in the ground, because it's corruptible. It'll begin to go into corruption, brother, and it will get in a bad way. But brother, I'll tell you today, brother, when the Lord comes, when the Lord calls us out, brother, we won't have any more corruption. He said, because he said that it's sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. Oh, let me tell you today, brother, brother, we'll be raised incorruptible. Brother, we'll be made fit. Our bodies, the Bible tells us, brother, that we'll have a body likened to the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother, we'll have a body that will live for all eternity. And brother, I want you to know tonight that, brother, there's nothing can change that. Brother, kings might rule, and kings might have the power, brother, to take people's lives. But brother, kings don't have the power to take your eternal life from you if you're born again tonight. Brother, they can take your life from you, maybe, but brother, they can't take Jesus from you. That's your decision, brother, that you received him. Brethren, I'll tell you what, you hang on to Jesus no matter what comes and no matter what goes, and brother, you'll be raised incorruptible. He said it is sown a natural body. He said it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Oh, let me tell you tonight, folks, you might have a body of flesh today, but brother, the time will come when you'll have no blood. Brother, you'll have a body made likened to the Son of God. Brother, that you'll be able to live with him for all eternity. Oh, I'll tell you tonight, brother, when one repents of their sin and calls on the name of the Lord, brother, and receives Christ into their life, brother, their spirit has been changed into a new creation, brother, made into a child of God. The Bible said, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. But brother, whenever that we're born again, brother, we have received the Spirit of Christ. Brother, listen to me today. Brother, don't put off that call today. If you hear the Spirit of God calling you, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, to harden not your heart as in the day of the provocation. Brother, they wouldn't listen to God. They wouldn't do what they wanted them to do. And because of that, brother, they wandered in the wilderness. Brother, and they all died. They didn't go into the promised land that God had promised them. You see, after Moses was raised into a grown man, he was next in line for the leadership as Pharaoh over Egypt. But brother, it come into his heart to go down and check on his brethren, on the Hebrew children that the Egyptians had taken into bondage and made slaves out of them. And he went down there, and brother, he wound up killing an Egyptian, and he hid his body. But brother, the next day he went back down there, and he saw two Hebrews, two of his brothers fighting. They were arguing, and he said something to them, and one of them said, are you going to kill me like you did the Egyptian yesterday? And Moses knew that he had been found out, and he ran from Pharaoh. Brother, he was gone for 40 years, but up toward the end of that 40 years, he was tending his father-in-law's sheep out on the backside of a mountain. And brother, he began to look. He seen a bush that was on fire, but brother, that bush was not burning up. It stood there, and that fire burned, and it burned, and brother, it stood there. And you know how a bush is. When you set it on fire, it'll burn for a little while, and it'll burn up and go away into ashes. But that bush that day that Moses was looking at it, brother, it was not being burned up, but it was standing there. And Moses said, I'll go aside over here, and I'll see why this bush is not burned. Brother, and I'll tell you, brother, he went over there, he got close to it, and the Lord spoke to Moses out of that fire. He said, Moses, take your shoes off, for the ground you stand on is holy. And Moses pulled his shoes off. I believe he got down on his face. And God began to talk to Moses out of that bush. And he told him he wanted him to go down and to bring his children out of bondage, out of Egypt. Oh, let me tell you today, brother, if there's something that's got you in bondage today, brother, and you begin to cry out to God, and maybe perhaps you have cried out to God, brother, maybe for years, God will not let you your prayers go unanswered. Brother, the Bible says to ask and you shall receive. It says to seek and you shall find. It says to knock and the door shall be opened. Brother, I'll tell you, just keep in there and keep seeking and keep seeking God and looking for that answer to come, because it will surely come. And Brother God told Moses, he said, I've heard the cries of my people by the reason of their taskmakers down there. And Brother, I want you to go down. I want you to bring them out. And Moses said, who am I? I know when I was in Vietnam and God called me to preach when I was over there back in 1969, I said, they ain't no way. Oh, let me tell you today, Brother, I learned over a period of years that there was a way, Brother, that you can do, that I could preach the Word of God. And Brother, I'm still preaching it today. I began preaching the Word of God in 1973. I'm sorry, in 1974. Brother, right here at the house where I'm at right now, I was in the basement. I was working on an automobile. I was getting frustrated. I was getting aggravated. I said, boy, from now on, I'm laying my treasures up in heaven and not on earth. And the Lord spoke to me and told me to go see a pastor, and I did. Oh, let me tell you today, just keep asking God. Just keep seeking God. Brother, God will hear you. Let me rephrase that. God has heard you. He's heard you from the time you first begin to call. Brother, God's ears are opened unto the cries of the righteous. Brother, God wants you to call. And God wants to show you himself. He wants you to let your net down for a drought. He wants you to let it down into the deep. Brother, God continued to talk to Moses. And Moses said, Lord, he said, I can't talk good. And God said, he said, who's made the mouth? He said, but, he said, I'll give you Aaron. He'll be a mouthpiece for you. Brother, I'll tell you something. When Moses come up from there, brother, he was ready to go down to Egypt to bring the children of Israel out of there. He was ready to bring them out. And brother, he knew that the Lord had sent him. And there's some of you out there tonight that know the Lord is speaking to your heart. And you know that it's God. And this broadcast tonight is just a witness to you that you know that God is speaking to your heart to get out and to answer that call, if you would, that God is calling you. And brother, he'll bless you. Brother, he'll bless you. I didn't know how to live a Christian life hardly when I answered the call of God. But I said, it has got to be easier to do what God would have me to do than it is to live like this. Brother, I answered that call. And it's been different ever since then. That was back in 1974. Brother, there's nothing like following the Lord and doing what he's called you to do. And for you that's out there that don't know how, just begin to seek God. Continue to call on him. Ask him for wisdom and understanding. He'll give you wisdom and understanding. And brother, he'll cause you to understand what you need to do. Get you a good King James Version Bible. Begin to read it. And ask God to give you understanding of it. And he'll begin to open your eyes to the Scriptures. And he'll begin to speak to your heart concerning the Scriptures. And brother, he'll bless you in all that you do. Brother, he'll bless you. He'll hold you up. There might be somebody try to come along and try to stop you. Brother, I've preached for a long time, and I've told people for a long time that there's nothing going to happen to you until God gets ready for it to happen to you. Neither is it going to happen to myself until God gets ready for it to. Oh, and then I got a better place to go to. Don't have to worry about being down here no more. But Moses, he got out of there, and he headed down toward Egypt. And the Lord met him and he had to circumcise his two sons. He circumcised them. And then God, he didn't bother him in that anymore. And Moses went down to Egypt, and he went to Pharaoh. And God told him, he said, by signs and wonders, he's going to bring him out. And brother, he went down there, and he went to Pharaoh and said, let my people go. And Pharaoh said, who is this God? Who is this God? I don't know him. He wouldn't let him go, and there was about nine miracles. God defeated, he just about destroyed Egypt because he wouldn't hear what Moses was telling him. See, God was backing Moses up the same way he'll back you up when you're doing what he wants you to do. And brother, on the last time, God told Moses, he said, you tell the children of Israel to get them a lamb spotless, without blemish, and put it up. And I believe he said on the 14th day, take that lamb, and he said, kill it. Catch its blood in a basin, and take hyssop, and put blood on the doorpost and on the door lintel. And he said, because I'm going to send my angel through. And he said, where he don't see the blood, he's going to take the firstborn of every family. And there was a great cry that night because none of the Egyptians had the blood on the door post or on the door lintel. And the death angel come through. And the firstborn died from Pharaoh right on down to the servants. But the next day, Pharaoh, he drove the Israelites. He drove Moses with the Israelites out of Egypt. And brother, what am I saying today? I'm saying, brother, if you'll obey God, if you'll give heed to that calling that God is calling you today, God will back you up and God will prove you to people. He'll bless you. He'll keep you. He'll minister to you. When Paul was on the way to Damascus to go down and take Christians and put them in prison, there was a great light shined about him. This is in the book of Acts. He fell off his horse. He was blind. He said, there was a voice spoke to him and said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? He said, it is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And Paul said, Lord, what would you have me to do? And brother, they got him up and he went on into Damascus. And Paul became the apostle to the Gentile people today, to you and me today. Oh, listen to me, folks. We're going to be raised up one of these days. And we're going to be raised up incorruptible. And we're going to meet the Lord in the air. And we're going to go be with the Lord. And we're going to be with him forever. Oh, all of the heartaches and the headaches and the frustrations, the persecutions and the hardships, they'll be over with. Because we'll be in the presence of Almighty God. And we'll be there forevermore. As long as eternity is, which is without end. Brother, that's how long we'll be with him. There'll be no more death. There'll be no more sorrow. There'll be no more tears. The Bible says that he'll wipe all the tears from our eyes. Oh, listen to me, folks. God is wanting you to answer that call today. Brother, if you'll answer him, he'll bless you. Brother, he'll bless you like you ain't never been blessed before. Oh, you may not have $1 million. Then again, you might, but you may never have $1 million. But you'll have something that money can't buy. And that's the peace of God. God wants to bless you tonight. God wants to minister to you tonight. But over here in the fourth chapter of the book of Philippians, let me turn over here. Brother, let me read just a little bit over here in the fourth chapter of Philippians. He said, now you Philippians, this is verse 15 in chapter 4 of Philippians. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. This church at Philippi, they're the only church that they had helped Paul. They was the only church that ministered to him and gave to him and helped him to go on. And brother, they ministered to him. And he said in verse 16, for even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. Oh, let me tell you today, God wants you tonight. God don't want your money. God don't want your house. God wants you tonight. Oh, I'll tell you tonight, he wants you. And it's like a sign that you, well, brother, there's a sign that says that so-and-so wants you. But brother, God wants you tonight. He wants you in his army tonight. He wants to make you a child of God, fit for the kingdom of God. Brother, he wants to bless you and minister to you. Brother, there's rewards tonight that can't even be named tonight that God has for them that will come and take up their cross and follow him. You see, Jesus said, if any man, he said, there's no man can be his a disciple unless he denies himself, takes up his cross, and follows him daily. Brother, God wants to bless you tonight, but he wants you to take that cross up. Brother, you could say it's a cross of responsibility. What responsibility is that, brother, that you're talking about? It's the responsibility of answering that call that God has got in your life. It's that responsibility of carrying the gospel into all the world. It's the responsibility of teaching people and witnessing to people about the Lord Jesus Christ. It's that responsibility of living for Jesus whenever that all things that seem like are against you. Our brother Jesus said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you, but I'll be with you all the way, even to the end of the world. And brother, I want you to know tonight that God, he'll be with you. Brother, that thing, brother, when all men turn their back on you, brother, there'll still be Jesus. Brother, with you and God, brother, that is the majority. Brother, it don't matter how many men turn their back on you. Brother, as long as God is with you, you've got the majority on your side. There was a time in the land of Israel when there was an army come down against them. They were 185,000 men come down against Israel to destroy them and to take them into captivity. But brother, there was a famine going on. But brother, I want you to know tonight, God sent an angel there one night. Brother, they went down and they found out there was men that went down there. Brother, they was going to fall to them. They were lepers. And they said, let's go down there and let's fall to the hands of the enemy. He said, if we live, we live. If we die, we die. And they went down there and they found out the whole crowd of the army, brother, was dead men. And there was an angel that come down there that night, brother, and killed 185,000 people. You might say, that sounds like God is a cruel God. Brother, God was protecting his people from destruction. Brother, he'll protect you from destruction if you live for him, if you'll give yourself to him, if you'll dedicate yourself to him. He'll spare you from destruction tonight because God, Paul, Paul said it like this. He said, for me to die is gain. And what he was saying, he said, for me to die is to go on into the presence of the Lord. And I won't be persecuted anymore. I won't be beat with rods anymore. I won't be beat with a whip anymore. I won't be stoned anymore. I won't be sick anymore. He said, for me to live is gain. But he said, for me to die is gain. He said, but for me to live is Christ. How is it, Christ? Brother, to live is to carry the burden of the gospel. The Lord told him, he said, go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He said in another place in Luke, the 24th chapter, he said, but tarry ye in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. In this, I believe it's the first chapter of the book of Acts. He said they were all assembled in the upper room. He said, suddenly, let me back up a minute. He said, but wait until after that the Holy Ghost just come upon you. You shall be witnesses unto me. And brother, that's what God wants us to do today. Be a witness unto him. He told them there, he said, in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the world. And brother, we live in the uttermost parts of the world from when they were talking about this. But God wants you to start out where you're at. And brother, he'll use you to witness to people, to win people to the Lord. God, to cause them to be born again into the family of God. Oh, listen, God will give you the power you need to stand up, brother, and to carry your cross and to follow Jesus wherever that he might lead you to go. And brother, I want you to know that he might lead you completely around the world from where you're at. You might say, yeah, I'm in this nation where you can't get out of it and you can't get in. Brother, with God, all things are possible. God can get you out of there. God can get you back in there. Brother, God can use you tonight if you will take your cross up and deny yourself and follow him. Brother, he reads on down through here, not because I desire gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. God wants us to have fruit in our account. Jesus said it like this. He said, lay not up for yourself treasures on earth, where rust and moth corrupt, where they corrupt it. But he said, lay it up in heaven, where neither moth nor rust can touch it, and brother, we'll have treasures in heaven. Brother, I'll tell you tonight, this thing's going to be worth living. I tell you, the time will come when you'll say, I thank my God and I thank Jesus Christ that I live for God for my life. I thank God for saving me. I thank God for bringing me to this wonderful place. And brother, the time will come that you'll praise God forever and forever. It said, but I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things that were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well pleasing to God. Oh, let me tell you, whatever you do for God, brother, he'll come back to you again. They said, catch your water. Cast your bread upon the water, and after many days it'll come back. Brother, God will, he said, give and it shall be given unto you. Brother, when you take what you've got and you give of yourself, it'll be brought back to you. When you give of your money, it'll be brought back to you. When you give the gospel, it'll need to be brought back to you. When God gives you something, brother, the Bible does say in the book of Romans, I believe it is, he that minister, let him wait on his ministry. Brother, when God ministers to you and you take it and you minister it to somebody else, brother, it'll come back to you, and God will use you. It's like putting gas in the tank of your car. Brother, when you fill the gas tank up, that's all you can get in it. But, brother, you know you've got a tank full of gas, and you can begin to drive that automobile. And you can drive that automobile until you run out of gas, and then you'll have to put some more gas in it. And it's the same way with living for the Lord today. Our brother, when the Lord ministers to you, our brother, you've got that ministry. But, brother, when you take that ministry and you give it away, your tank's ready to be fulfilled, is ready to be filled up again. And brother, God will fill it back up. He will bless you. He will give you something else to minister to his people. He said, take heed, therefore, in the 20th chapter of the book of Acts. He said, take heed, therefore, that you feed the flock whom the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers. Oh, let me tell you today, God wants you to reach out to people and to minister to people. But God wants you to be ministered to, brother, that you might be able to go out and minister to others. And when you minister to others, God will minister to you. God wants you to bless you tonight. Oh, God wants you to bless you tonight. Brother, I'll say you tonight, I know I've been on this broadcast for an hour and a half, but you know what? Brother, we're still going to go on until we get done here. And I just pray that as the Lord speaks to your heart, that you'll mind the Spirit of God and that you'll give heed to what He wants you to do. And if you're in Vietnam or if you're in Korea, if you're in Japan or if you're in South America, or if you're in Africa, or if you're in Asia, or if you're in Australia, or if you're in South America, or if you're in North America, or if you're in Europe, or if you're in England, or Ireland, or Iceland, or Greenland, or Canada, that brother, that you will give heed tonight to the Spirit of God, that you may follow him in the free pardon of sin. Brother, God has blessed you, and he has kept you. And brother, he wants you to be blessed all the days of your life. I want to read this to you over here, brother, in the 10th chapter of the book of Luke. He said this in his talk, and he had done called his 12 apostles, and he's getting ready to send them out. He said in verse 1 of Luke 10, he said, after these things the Lord appointed other 70 also. I was wrong. He had done sent 10 out, but he's getting ready to send 70 more. So you see, they was more than just 12. I said 10. They was 12 of them. They was more than just 12. They was 12 he sent out, and then you was 70 others. He sent them out by two. He said also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into the harvest. You see, that's why that God is calling you tonight, because the fields, the fields are white to harvest, and the laborers are few. There's a lot of preachers, but there's not nearly enough. There's multitudes of people today that's dying and going to hell, and that's why these broadcasts come on here. Our brother is to keep people from going to hell tonight, that they might learn the way to come to the Lord. Brother, that they might be saved tonight. And brother, God can use you, brother, as a harvester in the kingdom of God. And brother, Paul said it like this. He said, some planted and some watered, but it was God that gave the increase. And brother, I'll tell you tonight, we can plant or we can water, but God, when them seeds are planted and that water is put upon them seed, it's just like putting a crop out. It's like that rice. You put that rice out in water, and that rice grows up, and it begins to bring forth more rice. And you go through and you harvest that rice, and brother, you live on that rice. You sell that rice, and you live on that rice, and it provides a livelihood for you. It's just like in the United States and other nations, they grow a lot of corn, and they grow a lot of soybean. And, brother, they use that for their livelihood. But they got to be workers to go out there and to harvest that corn, to harvest that soybean, to harvest that rye. And, brother, if they don't harvest it, that crop will be lost. And brother, the people in the world today, that's the harvest today. Brother, if those people are not harvested under the kingdom of God, brother, they'll be lost today, and they'll be lost for all eternity. Oh, but listen, God's calling tonight, brother, for you to come and get into this thing. It said, pray the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth labors into the harvest. And God's calling you tonight, brother, to go forth and to harvest this great harvest. Brother, I know today that Jesus lived almost 2,000 years ago, but there wasn't nearly. The people then was only a drop in the bucket, as the number of people are today. And brother, there's billions with a B today that are upon the face of the earth. And there's hundreds of millions, if not billions of people that have not heard the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God is calling you to take that gospel and go to the world and preach the gospel to people. Praise God. There's one lady that's on this broadcast. It's from Uganda, Africa. And brother, she's going out into all the world, brother, and to harvest the harvest of God. Oh, let me tell you today, he said, pray ye the Lord of the harvest that he would send laborers into the harvest. He said, because the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Brother, I know these nations today that the name of Jesus Christ is not even permitted to be mentioned. But brother, there's no other name given among men whereby man must be saved in Jesus Christ. Brother, and God, the people that will hear and believe upon that name, they'll be saved tonight. The Bible said, for whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Oh, listen to me today. And God, just like Israel, God protected them from that 185,000 man army that come down to defeat them. Brother, I'll tell you, God spared Israel today, back in that day, and he's the same God that we serve today. He'll spare you today. He'll take care of you today, brother. And then when your appointed time comes, God will call you home, and God will take you into his everlasting peace and joy, and you'll sing a song that the angels can't sing. He said here, a chain neither purse nor scrimp nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. Brother God is saying here, he said he'll provide you, he'll make a way for you to be able to go and to preach the gospel, to be a witness tonight. Brother, you don't got to worry tonight. Brother, there's multitudes of preachers tonight, brother, that are in lands that believe in many gods, but they're preaching the gospel today, and they're going without money. They're going without campers. They're going without script. Brother, and they're preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God is bringing multitudes of people in. Oh, listen to me today. God's wanting to use you today if you'll just answer that call. Brother, and say, here am I, Lord. Like Isaiah said it. Brother, let me turn over here and tell you what Isaiah said. Brother, I want you to know tonight, Isaiah seen the Lord. But let me turn over here, brother, into the book of Isaiah. Brother, in the 6th chapter of the book of Isaiah, brother, he was praying one day. Brother, and give me just a minute and let me get over there. Listen today, brother. You see, people have prayed. The people of God have prayed from time beginning. Brother, and they still praying today. And God answered prayers then, and he's still answering prayers today. This is the 6th chapter of the book of Isaiah. He said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. You might say, brother, did you really believe that Isaiah seen the Lord? I absolutely believe that Isaiah seen the Lord. Brother, he's seen it. I believe he's seen him with his eyes. Some people might say that he saw him in a vision, but I believe he's seen him. If it was a vision, that it was an open vision, brother, that he saw him with his eyes. He said here, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Brother, he talked. Brother, it filled the temple where he was at there. Let me tell you today, brother, he saw the Lord, and brother, he seen him. He said, and above it stood the cherubims. Each one had 6 wings. With 2 he covered his face, and with 2 he covered his feet, and with 2 he did fly. And brother, let me tell you a secret about that. Brother, them cherubims are still right now, even as I'm speaking tonight. Brother, they're still in the presence of God. Brother, them cherubims was created. Brother, they was created for all eternity, and they're in the presence of God. They're before his presence now. Brother, he said, and one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Let me tell you today, brother, the time will come, brother, when the earth, when Jesus will come, he'll build up the throne of David over there in the city of Jerusalem. He'll build the throne of David, and he'll be seated on the throne of David, and he'll rule over the whole earth. Brother, the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord. Brother, God today is calling people, brother, to come, that he might show himself to them, brother, to show them that they can go out and to tell others. Let me tell you today, I'm reminded of a verse of scripture. It said, the valley is poor, the valley of decision. Brother, today you need to make a decision that you're going to answer that call. Brother, that you are going to follow the Lord. David said it like this in the 23rd Psalm. It said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Brother David knew that God was with him. He knew that God would not forsake him. Brother David was just a boy, and he killed a bear, and he killed a lion. And brother, I want you to know, not only did he kill a bear, not only did he kill a lion, but brother, when he was about 17 years old, brother, they was a giant. His name was called Goliath. He went out against Goliath. Brother, he took a sling and he took a stone. Brother, Goliath had a big shield. so big it took a man to carry a shield. And brother, he carried a spear. Brother had a giant a spearhead on it. And brother had a big beam for the handle of it. And brother, he went out there. And David told him, he said, you have defied the armies of the living God. He said, you come against me with a sword and a shield. But he said, I come against you in the name of the Lord God of Israel. And he put that stone in that sling. He swung it around, and he let it go. And brother, it struck that giant in the forehead. And brother, that giant fell to the floor, or fell to the ground. Brother, you might say, you mean to tell me you believe that? I absolutely believe that, because the Word of God tells us that. And brother, I want you to know today, brother, God will take care of you. Brother, he said, and one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Brother, I remember another time. There was a man by the name of Daniel. Brother, I'll tell you today that Jesus come, appeared to him, and he fell down like he was asleep. Brother, but the Lord got a hold of him and stood him upright on his feet. Let me tell you today, brother, God today, all he has to do is speak the word, and it shall be done. And brother, I want you to know, if God spoke to you, brother, the work's already done. All you've got to do is answer the call. It said, listen to this. It said, the whole earth is full of his glory, and the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Oh, listen, the presence of God was so great in that place that it filled the whole house that Isaiah was seeing. And brother, I want you to know today, the Bible says in Hebrews 13:8 that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he changes not. Oh, listen. He said, there's no other God. I know not any. I don't know what people worship where you're at tonight under the sound of my voice, but I want you to know, there's God in heaven that wants you to come to him, that he might take, that he might open your eyes, that you might see him, that you might see him in the beauty of holiness, because God is a holy God tonight. He is worthy to be praised, and he wants to be praised tonight. He wants a people that's pure of heart tonight. The Bible said there'd be a highway of holiness. And brother, I want you to know tonight that the people of God, the holy people of God, will walk on that highway. And again, it don't matter where you live at. Don't matter what part of the earth that you live on. If you're saved, brother, if you're a child of God, the holiness of God is in your heart. All you got to do is follow that. Live in that. God would bless, he will bless you. But I want you to know today, he said here in verse 5, then said I, woe is me, for I am undone. That's what happens when somebody sees the Lord. Brother, they become undone. Moses wanted to see the Lord, but God said, no man shall look upon my face and live. But he said, Moses, he said, I'll tell you what I'll do. He said, I'll take you and I'll place you in the cleft of the rock, and I'll place my hand over you, and I'll walk by you. And after I walk by you, I'll take my hand off, and you can see my hind parts. Oh, listen to me, folks. Moses was just a man like we are. But he was a God-called, God-ordained man that God had called for a particular work, and that was to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt and bring them into the promised land. That was his job. And that is what God wanted him to do. And brother, I want you to know, God may have already spoke to you and told you what he wanted you to do. And that's what God wants you to do if he's done that. If he's not done that, he will do that. He'll do it in a way that you won't have to ask somebody what it is. You won't have to ask somebody, but God himself will show it to you. See, the Bible talks about the Spirit of God. Jesus said that when the Holy Ghost, some people say the Holy Spirit, when he's come, he shall testify of me. And he said in another place that he searches the deep things of God. And he reveals to us the deep things of God. That verse of scripture that I quoted a while ago said, I have not seen, neither have ear heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man, the things that God hath in store for him. But he said, but they have been revealed unto us by his Spirit. God has given us his Spirit tonight. And the Spirit of God is our go-between us and God to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is our mediator, and God has sent his Spirit to us to empower us, to help us to live a life and to do the work that he's given us to do. Listen to this. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. Now listen, Isaiah was one of the greatest prophets that ever lived in the history of mankind. But he said here, when he had seen the Lord, I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. Now listen to this right here. God was just getting ready. He was getting Isaiah ready. That I just read. Getting him ready for what he's getting ready to send him to do. In verse 8 he said, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Now listen to what Isaiah said. He said, then said I, here am I, send me. That was Isaiah talking. Then said I, here am I, send me. And the Lord told him, go and tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Listen, God is calling you. God is speaking to your heart, because God wants to reveal himself unto you, to use you, to glorify himself in you. And brother, God wants to bless you. And you can walk in the blessings of God, or you can walk in the curse of God. And if you walk in the blessings of God, you will have never been more blessed in your life than you will be. Listen to this over here out of the letter of Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 15. Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints, today, people don't think there's such a thing as saints. There's one church that they canonize people as saints. But if you're born again to that, if you're saved in the Lord, you're a saint tonight. You might say, brother, I'm not perfect. Brother, I'm not either. The only one perfect that I've ever known about was the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us to be perfect, even as our Father which is in heaven is perfect. And I believe he said in another place, strive to be perfect. Brother, we're striving to be perfect. We're trying to be perfect. We're growing in this thing. We're growing toward perfection. He said, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Paul was praying for these people, these Ephesian people. He was praying for them that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. I told you tonight, different times, that God wants to show himself to you. And that's what this is saying right here. That the Father of glory may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. In other words, that he may reveal himself to you. Listen to this verse 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. God wants you to know. God wants you to understand. God wants you to know about the calling that he gave. He wants you to understand the calling he's given you. He wants you to understand what the riches of the glory as of his inheritance in the saints are. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe. Think about that. When you go outside of the night and you look up on a real clear night and you see the stars, so many you can't number them, the God that created that in the beginning is wanting you to know who he is and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power. David wanted to build a house for God. And the Lord told David, first of all, he wouldn't let David build a house for him because he told him he had shed much blood. But he told him his son would build a house to him. But God had told David, he said, the universe or the heavens can't contain the presence of God. The Bible says in one place, if I make my bed in hell, thou art there. Brother, God knows every individual tonight that has ever gone to hell. He knows every individual. And there's millions upon multiplied millions and maybe even hundreds of millions or more people that's in hell tonight. And God knows every one of them. But God don't want people. God didn't create hell for people to go to. God created hell for the devil and his angels. For them angels that fell with Lucifer, with Satan, the devil. That's what hell was created for. It wasn't created for man. And God don't want man to be there. God created man in his likeness and in his image. God wanted us, he wants us to be saved. Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. God wants us in that place that he's got created for us. God wants us there. And he's made the way for us to go to that place. And that way his name is Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. In verse 20 he said, which he wrought, that he said, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. God raised Christ from the dead. He raised him from the dead. The only begotten Son of God. He raised him from the dead. And now he's seated at the right hand of the Father in the heavenly places. Listen to this verse 21. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Brother, he said in another place, there's no other name. He said, to him was a name given, that to him every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Brother, God's made a way for you tonight. He's made a way for me. And I went in that door one time. And you can go in that door tonight. While the Spirit of the Lord's dealing with you, you can go into that door. And you can become a child of God. He said, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. They're trying to destroy Christianity in the Middle East today, but they'll never destroy Christianity. They tried it from the time of Christ, from the time he rose from the dead, and before that, They tried to kill out the people that belonged to God. And they was never able to do it. And they've never been able to stamp out Christianity from the time of Christ till the day that we live in. And they're trying in the Middle East now to stamp out Christianity. There's multitudes of people that's being persecuted, that's being killed, that's been beheaded and crucified because of Christians. But brother, God has never left them. He's never forsook them. But he'll be with them even to the end. And when they give up that last breath, that last heartbeat, their soul will come out of their body and they'll go into the presence of Almighty God and they'll be there for all eternity. Brother, sister, tonight, I want to encourage you. I've tried to give you scripture tonight to encourage you, to strengthen you, to help you to come on to the Lord and lean on him and trust in him and answer that call. And he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. But he'll be with you all the way, even to the end of the world. Jesus Christ is his name. He will bless you. I don't know of anybody anywhere that wants to leave this life without hope. And I've told you tonight about this hope there is in Christ Jesus. And brother, Christ will be with you. And Christ will help you. He will keep you. He will minister to you. And you'll not have to worry, because He will put His Spirit in you, and He'll lead you, and He'll guide you. Things will go on, but you can live for Jesus. Answer that call tonight. Answer that call. You that God is speaking to about the ministry, whether it be teaching, whether it be preaching, whether it be exhorting, whether it be going out on the street and witnessing, answer that call today, because God desires to bless you, and God will bless you, and He will keep you. I want to pray for you tonight. I pray that you've been strengthened. I pray that you've been blessed tonight. And I pray tonight that you've been encouraged to go on, to take that cross up, follow Jesus, and be His disciple. Father, in the name of Jesus tonight, I thank you for this time, for this broadcast. I thank you for each one tonight that's listening, Lord. For each one that you're speaking to follow you, Lord. To go on into the work ministry. To go on forward and to minister to others. To become a laborer in the harvest of God. That you'd bless them. That you'd keep them. Save them, Lord, that's lost. That you're dealing with to get saved, Lord. In Jesus' name. I pray for them that's sick out there, Lord, that you'd touch them. God, let the healing virtue of Christ be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now, Father, I thank you. Bless each one now. We commit them unto you. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Tune in next week at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Reaching the World for Christ for another broadcast. May God bless you. Each one is my prayer. Good night. Thank you.